This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important you are.
Hello friends, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network, and you are listening to episode 112 of the Conscious Resistance Live. Today's episode is called Operation Underground Railroad is Live, and I'm going to tell you guys all about that in the next 30 minutes or so, if you can give me your time, for a very important message. This might be, I think, one of the most important broadcasts and definitely episodes of this semi-regular podcast that I have done. And I mean that in all seriousness. For those of you who follow my work and know my work and know the kind of effort I put into my content, into my research, into my activism, I hope that you will understand the severity and the seriousness that I have to share with you tonight regarding what I'm calling Operation Underground Railroad. And I really hope that you guys will listen up, especially those of you who might be in the United States, friends, family, associates, or wherever you're living and are concerned with what is happening around the world in relation to COVID-19, what might be happening in the coming fall or winter as we're being prepped for a dark winter or a second wave, or just concerns around the upcoming US election. There are a lot of people who have many, many concerns, and I've been talking to hundreds of them over the past few months. We've seen thousands of people get excited and interested in solutions focusing on freedom cells. I've had people reach out to me wanting to come down here to be a part of the community, the Conscious Agora that I'm working on, but also people who are simply just kind of, to be honest, terrified and wanting to find out, is it there? How can I get over there? Do you have any ideas how I could travel without a passport? All kinds of questions and concerns. And I'm going to try to field as much of that as I can, not tonight here on the show, but in general. And this is a part of something that I call Operation Underground Railroad, or as I've written about, the counter-economic Underground Railroad, the modern Underground Railroad, URR at protonmail.com, as in Operation Underground Railroad at protonmail.com. So if you are interested and you want to get involved in this in some way, or you just need help, and Gary, you know, this might sound crazy to some of you, what I'm saying here, but I'm about to go over the information of why this is necessary and why I do believe that you should be very, very, very prepared for what might be coming in the coming weeks and in the 11 weeks between the election and whoever is going to get sworn as the next president. Look, to me, all of this stuff is just, it's a theater, it's a show. It's like, you know, professional wrestling. And coincidentally, Donald Trump was in the WWE and was basically an actor. And it makes perfect sense to me. This is all, there's a narrative that's being shaped. I don't really trust any of it, but I do know that the goal is to create order out of chaos. And we are pushing more and more towards chaos with the back and forth between Democrats and Trump about who's not going to leave office, or is the military going to go with this people? They're prepping people for conflict, for civil unrest. And I don't want to spend all my time in there on that topic. But the point is, many people see this happening. So I'm simply saying it's better to be alive than to be, you know, caught in something and or to be unprepared, you know. And so if you're going to stay in the U.S., if you feel like it's important to be there, or you want to, because in my book, the How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State, where I first talked about this concept of the counter-economic underground railroad, I also talked about two different strategies. One is called exit and build, as in what I'm choosing to do at the moment, hence the email exitandbuild@protonmail.com. The idea of exiting the area you are in for a different area with relatively more freedom, or just simply for safety purposes and choosing to build elsewhere. The other idea is hold down the fort. And for those of you who choose, or out of necessity, perhaps have no other option, can't leave, you try to hold down the fort and spread freedom and liberty everywhere, you know, where we're at, but also maybe different places we choose to go to for various reasons. It can create a lot more power and independence from this system. So what I'm calling on for people who choose that they think it's the better strategy to get out, if you want to exit, even if it's just temporary, you want to come to Mexico during the week of the election, or, you know, come take a 2-week vacation with your family and visit Morelia and visit some other beautiful places and come enjoy the beautiful weather and the food and everything and watch the election from a distance, if you feel safer doing that, then please, again, reach out at opurr@protonmail.com. This is something that I take serious. If it sounds nuts to you, that's fine. But I do know that as I wrote in this book, which I published January 31st, right before all this coronavirus stuff began, about the technocracy that's coming into grips here. We are dealing more and more with a heavily surveyed world, but also because of this biosecurity state that's emerging from COVID-19, we're seeing health surveillance, we're seeing the empowerment of government in many different ways. And I've gone over this in other reports about the tyranny in New Zealand, Australia, and what's on the horizon for the US. The point is the technocracy is strong and it's growing and they're pushing towards mandatory vaccines. And they're basically pushing, even if it's not mandatory with a gun to your head, you basically won't be able to function in normal society on their grid if you don't play along and don't play ball with them. So it's important to be able to have some independence from that system and not be completely dependent on it. Otherwise, they can lock you out and then you're going to be left with the choice, as I wrote in this book. Okay, well, I didn't prepare. I never listened to that guy that was telling me to be forward thinking, to be able to take care of my family in any circumstances. So here I am. I got to feed my family. I guess they say if I'm going to work, I have to have this vaccine. I guess I'll go do it since I have no other choice because I didn't think ahead and I have no preparations or anything like that. So at the very least, this is a call to action to say, guys, as I'm going to illustrate tonight in with my most recent article for The Last American Vagabond, there are some crazy things on the horizon, and all of the typical signs of simulations and exercises are prepping for what is coming on the election. And I think that generally it is all political theater, but that doesn't mean the political theater doesn't have real world consequences. And that's absolutely the point that we're at. So if you have, if you have a concern about this, then please, please do reach out at opurr@protonmail.com. And I really hope that you guys will think more